This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Right, it's 5:06 p.m. Our first story is about the OSA, or the Official Secrets Act. Civil societies are apparently talking about or pressing the government to actually repeal or review this highly controversial act.
Yep, that's right. So encouraged by this whole spirit of transparency with the new government, there's a coalition of seven civil society organizations who want to be part of the institutional reform to ensure transparency in the country. So they call themselves
GIAT. That's right.
It stands for Governance, Integrity, Accountability and Transparency.
That's right. Yes, it's a very creative name.
Sexy name.
Yeah. As you know, the Official Secrets Act, things can get classified under the Official Secrets Act, and that's the problem that we're facing right now. And so anything that the government deems a threat to national security, right?
Yeah, we say that. But what it does is, it grants absolute power to the authorities to actually declare any information an official secret. So for instance, I think the air pollution index readings,
things
like that, highway and water concession agreements, sex crime statistics, were all classified as official secrets.
The 1MDB Auditor General's report was an official secret, right? And whether it had to do with protecting individuals or government actual national security is up for debate.
Yep, that's right. I think Rafizi Remli was found guilty of contravening the OSA revealing details of from that report.
So here's the thing. I'm actually of two minds about this, because I do believe that there are some things that are crucial to our national security that need to remain a secret. I mean, all countries have these sorts of secrets. I think our Official Secrets Acts have been absolutely abused, and that absolutely needs to stop. But at the same time, I don't know if we should do away with it. Mm. There are military secrets, there are spy secrets. That's why we have intelligence services and spy agencies. There are actual threats outside for people who, will try and bring down this country or the government.
Yeah,
and
I mean, that definitely. But it feels like, we only need to look back in history to see how it was used or abused to know whether or not it's been that useful to us.
Yes.
I don't know. So we say that it's important to keep things secret, but I think it's too broad ranging has been the argument.
Yeah, so I think and maybe one solution to that might be the actual review boards, right? I mean, in the sense that at the moment, don't invest all of that power in one individual, or set up something like a bipartisan parliamentary committee, and these individuals who are entrusted with national secrets anyway, they can actually sit down and review if something should be under the OSA. I mean, there are ways, but at the moment, it's just
the way it's been applied
ad hoc.
So far.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. So this is, it's interesting. They also want the government to table a Freedom of Information Bill to show its commitment to transparency, of course, in line with the spirit of the new Malaysia. C4, that's a Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism Executive Director Cynthia Gabriel, has pretty much said that there are too many problematic laws that the new government needed to repeal in order to encourage, one that's accountable to the people, transparent, to be open.
We're going to cross over now to lawyer K. Shanmuga, a lawyer from Kanesa Lingam and Co. Thanks, Shan, for joining us. Just for some context, can you walk us through why the Official Secrets Act was created in the first place?
So the Official Secrets Act, dates back from our colonial masters. They've always had laws that protect secrets that relate to national security, really. Where our military is placed, what activities the police are doing in investigating crime, things like that. So it has a long history, and it's mainly to deal with things like espionage and stuff like that. The Official Secrets Act has a legitimate purpose in that some aspects of government perhaps need to be kept secret. But the problem really is that it's been abused very significantly, and that's why people are calling for it to be either repealed or replaced or something to that effect.
Right. Talk to us about the abuses that were made with the Official Secrets Act. You know, the problem was twofold, I guess, in that almost any government official could declare information as top secret, and then ordinary folk could be arrested for possessing these official secrets.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that. You hit the nail on the head. As long as they put the word SULIT on a document and it comes out of a government department, it's considered an official secret. And you get prosecuted just for having a copy of it or giving it to somebody other than the person who's authorized to have it. Whereas a proper Official Secrets Act just deals with very strictly information that could be damaging to the country if it's known to other countries, known to enemies, or I don't know, you know, if it's something which deals with, say, fiscal or monetary policy and which could affect the stock market if it's not publicly informed to everybody at the same time, which is why, like, the budget is kept a closely held secret until it's announced in Parliament. So when you have a proper Official Secrets Act or a proper law dealing with secrecy, you are only criminalizing things if it actually causes damage to the country. You give people a public interest defense. You only allow a certain level of government official to classify documents as secret, and you specify when they can actually classify the document as secret. It can't just be at their whim and fancy. And you give individuals a right to request for a declassification, and you have an independent appeals system in which you can challenge government decisions to keep things secret. Sure.
So would it make sense to review the Act, or should it be repealed altogether?
Well, I think it can't be repealed altogether without putting in place a replacement, because the OSA also deals with things like spying, espionage, you know, actively stealing things that could really cause a great deal of harm to Malaysia and Malaysians. And so I do think a wholesale relook ought to be done. The Official Secrets Act, you have to look at it together with the existing Whistleblower Act, whistleblower protection legislation, and you have to redraft it. Maybe when we look at all of it, we may decide, right, let's take all the bits about spying and put it in the penal code, or let's take all the bits about espionage and create a completely new act to deal specifically with that. And let's keep government secrets as part of a wider access to information kind of law, which includes whistleblower protections and so on and so forth. But some of the provisions in the OSA have to be there in some form or other.
Right. Whose responsibility would it be, though, to review the Act? Should the government hear our call?
I think it would probably be under the purview of Parliament, I suppose. In a properly functioning democracy, the legislators in Parliament can also initiate legislation. Our system, we've always been used to the government moving something. But a member of parliament could ask the government to set up an inquiry, a select committee or something to that effect. Otherwise, I suppose it would most likely the Home Minister or the Prime Minister with the Communications and Multimedia Ministry, which is perhaps the one dealing with government information and things like that.
Now, the government, the Governance Integrity, Accountability and Transparency Coalition, or GIAT, has called for a freedom of information law that will safeguard the rights of the public. What needs to be the focus there?
So I think a model that we can start with is the legislation enacted by Selangor and Penang, by the Pakatan governments there. But those legislation are much watered down, partly, I think, because of the OSA hanging over everybody's head. So you have to look at freedom of information where people can have access to government information, and the government can only deny them access if it's really damaging to the government or to national security or would cause public disorder. There has to be an appeals process where you can challenge the government if they refuse to give you the documentation or to decide whether their refusal is justified. And more importantly, it has to seep through the civil service, where this entire culture where we treat everything as a secret until it's told to the people has to change, where we are as transparent and open as possible, unless it would cause damage to the country by disclosing this information.
Right. It sounds like a freedom of information law could have quite a sweeping impact.
Yeah, it would affect almost all government departments, basically, if you have a Freedom of Information Act. So if you see countries like the US or India or wherever it is, basically every single government department, right down to the local district office or land office, would have to have a freedom of information process and procedure where they could deal with requests for information. But I think many government departments, you do have searches nowadays, right? You can go to the JPJ, you can go to the land office, you pay a fee, you get a search. All this changes is sometimes you can ask for the reasons why the land office made a certain decision. Or you can go to the local council and ask for the minutes of their meeting to decide why is it that you gave this particular developer planning approval and things like that. So it sort of widens the door on which you can get information about things that go on behind closed doors in government.
Oh, thank you very much, Sean, for breaking that all down for us. That was K. Shanmuga from Kanesalingam & Co. weighing in on the call by civil societies to repeal the Official Secrets Act. We've got more music coming your way. Here's Sway.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.